And I thought, there is so very much of that. News that's not good. News that makes us heavy. News that we would rather hold off as long as we can without having to get. It's like that in the world. There's a passage in the book of Isaiah that I like to read. We've got his prayers tonight. We're not here on vacation. When it comes to that, although I could enjoy myself just being around the saints, there's so much to do in the vineyard of the Lord. And we want to know where he wants us and where we can be best used. The 8th chapter of the book of Isaiah, one verse, verse 22. And they shall look into the earth and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. That's bad news too. That's news we'd rather not hear, have to deal with. But it's like that. I remember when I was in the military service, there was a man that worked in the office, and he had access to every communication. He seemed to get a special pleasure out of delivering bad news. And it wasn't long before his presence began to be associated with bad news. In fact, most all of the men called him bad news. He'd tell things like, well, you're going to be stationed in one of the undesirable places. That'd be bad news for somebody. He had other kind of news. Shocking things to tell different ones. About trouble at home. You get a bad letter. He just seemed to feed on that. But may the Lord help us tonight. This world we live in. If we're looking unto the earth, if we're looking for an uplift by merely observing the things about us, it's going to be bad news all the time. If we're looking to a political administration to help us out, it's going to be bad news there too. Oh Lord, help us. The writer here, the thoughts that we are looking at, he says, trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they should be driven to darkness. There's some cause for rejoicing at the recent developments that we've heard about the seemingly change, and I put that in quote in parenthesis, of the attitude of the communist nations. And there are many folks that are just elated about that. That's good news, they say. If you're looking to the earth, if you're looking around for political leaders to give us the answers we need, it's going to ultimately be bad news. Good news, they say. Look what's happening now all around us. Things are going to be different. We'll be able to travel. There may be some good things that have come out of all of that. But overall, and ultimately, and finally, is it going to give to man what he really needs? Is this really going to be the rise of the age of brotherhood and laying aside our weapons and everybody just forgetting about all the differences and all the troubles and just saying peace, 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 and safety? God help us. Is it really going to be the way it's going to happen now? I rather doubt it. I don't want to be seen as one that is a messenger of bad news, the bearer of bad news. It's amazing how the information that's conveyed began to connect in a way to the bearer of the tidings. That man that worked, the airman that worked in the office, brought all those disastrous reports. Somebody's parents died, and somebody's wife ran off, and all those kind of things he'd bring. And so that picture was painted on him. And if I were him, I'd want to do everything I could do to get out from under that kind of challenge. Bear of bad news. But the Word of God gives us another picture that I'd like for us to focus on.
Amen.
It talks about beautiful feet. Feet that bear good tidings. Feet that bear a message that is going to benefit everyone.
Amen.
Oh, I want to be identified among that group that are the bearers of good tidings. Good things. Things that will help us tonight to look up with hope. To look up with an assurance that it is something better than what we now experience and see all about us. Oh, we're thinking about this. Good tidings, the good news, the precious reports from heaven to our souls. And we want to read a little tonight and ask the Lord's help and blessing as we look in the Word of God for something for our souls, something to help us out. Maybe someone here tonight that has come with a real need and a real burden. And I know there is something that takes place in the world and among those who would exploit and take advantage. And in an audience like this, they might surmise and say, somebody here tonight's got problems. And with a crowd of this size, no doubt, there are a number here that have problems. And another way that is exploited might be saying a crowd of this number that somebody here tonight it will soon face sudden tragedy. And all that can kind of play and deceive and mislead folks. But I want you to know tonight that there is one who is in touch with your need, who is in touch with your problem, and is able to communicate and touch your heart and speak to you in a way that you know that this is something for you. Praise the Lord. And Jesus met a woman one time and I began to converse with her at the well, and on down in the conversation, he asked her several questions. And finally, through all of that, it got down to a point that the woman was just taken by his ability to perceive her problems and her needs and to offer her the solution. One thing about Jesus, not only is he able to discern and perceive your problem and to spell it out in tones and ways that are so clear and distinguishable, but he also gives you the answer of what to do about it. Oh, listen, we're happy about that kind of news. Amen. I'm amazed. I run into folks that will tell you, yes, I got a lot of problems, and finally that's about as far as we get, and they still have the problem, but there's one tonight. We'll meet you right at the point of your need and minister to you and help you and lift the load and guide you to a better situation than you've ever experienced in your lifetime. Lord, help us. Go on, read and help us a little tonight. Proverbs 25 and 25. We want to look at some encouraging things tonight out on the horizon from the Word of God, something for our souls. You get that, just read it out loud and clear for us, please. Praise the Lord. Good news. We've got good news. And it's going to be something to refresh us and help us. Something that will bless us. Isaiah 61 now. I want to read it in here, the first two verses of Isaiah 61. So we'll get that and read those for us. We're thinking about something that's going to refresh us and bless us and help us and lift us by the help, power, and grace of God. We want to help us tonight.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
Let's rest right here. There are several areas covered here. Several areas. We want to try to look at somebody and help the Lord. First of all, the Spirit of the Lord God. Anoint is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. And then ask the question, who are the meek? The meek in this earth. One of the highest illustrations. hand for you and for me. Lord, he sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Broken heart all over the land. Troubles and problems. A broken heart I'm thinking about. Little brokenhearted children. Yeah. Little children that will never have a reasonable, a happy life. They'll never know a place where a home is a unified place and a place where they can grow up in safety and comfort. Their little hearts are broken. But praise God tonight. Bind up broken hearts. Think of the devastation and trouble that follows individuals who came up through this kind of a background, who came up through this kind of privation, not knowing the comfort and love and security. So many tonight are in conditions like this. Never really had a mother's love. Never really had a father that they could know anything about. Never had the kind of communion with brothers and sisters and the sharing one with the other. Oh, good news now. We're talking about one that'll consider all of that and reach down in those places and heal them and make us sound and whole and give us a good, steady way that we can go on in life. May the Lord help us now. Oh, I thank God that the work of salvation plows very deep. Deep down into the inner, down in the places where we've blocked out and locked things out, bad experiences, situations that have caused us distress and still trouble us. The work of God goes right down in those places. And there He wants to meet with you and commune with you and heal the hurt places and take care of the trouble spots that souls tonight are in trouble, just like this. Things that they have denied and want to blot out and don't want to talk about, but yet have such a profound influence on how we conduct ourselves right now. Broken hearted, Lord, goes in other areas. We think about broken hearts, hearts that we never know the fulfillment of a reasonable desire. A broken heart. Broken hearts sometimes are the result of broken promises, broken words. Maybe a word, a promise was given. And you staked everything on that. You believed it. And you went out after it. You gave your earnest. And then it kind of fizzled on you. It didn't materialize. How does that leave a person who's been devastated by promises that cannot be fulfilled? Oh, I want to tell you tonight. I want to encourage you tonight to take it to Jesus.
Oh, yes.
All the broken promises and all the vows and things that have struck that have been let down and fall. That you never were able to get a fullness, you take it to Jesus. And you can heal that place. That's deep in it. That's deep down in a man. That's right down in what causes folk to behave and misbehave in these places of need. Broken hearts. God help us. There's so much about broken hearts. May the Lord help us. But Jesus wants to heal and make soothe and just bring to a place of peace every broken heart in the house tonight. Everyone that suffered at the hands of somebody that left your heart broken. Praise God. Jesus healed. One of the prophets said, He gave you a new heart. He gave you a new heart. Oh, listen. This is, you know, if you've ever been defrauded, if you've ever been in a position where you were let black, then you know that kind of place. And what usually rushes in to fill the void is suspicion and doubt and an ability not to trust. It all moves in and it crowds around and you begin to think, now, who can I trust since this happened? I want to help you tonight if I can by the grace of God. Would you trust in Jesus? Oh, He'll never let you down. He'll never leave you standing on a promise that He made that He cannot and will not fulfill. Oh, that's a challenge, isn't it? He said, proclaim the good news. Let them know that I can do this. Let them know I'm willing and able to do it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I thought about news. News is something that affects each of us. It is not one of us that isn't interested in news. I'll prove it to you. Sometimes it's evening or tomorrow, you let the news break out. It can be two people discussing something near you. And when you hear them begin to say think that you hear so-and-so automatically, you start paying attention. And I'm talking to you, it's going to be some news, see? Something's about to be said, and there's a part in us that just craves good news. There's a part in us that longs for good news, see? Yes. Praise the Lord. Oh, listen, the Lord is like that. He wants His Word brought forth and proclaimed. He wants the testimonies to roll. Yes. Because there's someone who's hungry and needing to hear what the Lord has done and is doing in your life.
Amen.
Oh, news is attractive. It attracts, see? Amen. You draw a crowd, praise the Lord. Well, I was thinking about this, and I thought, well, the early brethren, they didn't have a Bible. He couldn't say we're taking our text from Isaiah or from John just that way. Maybe it was actually true a few things, but as a whole, they didn't have what we have this method. What they had new glory to God.
Yes.
They had news of current events. They were telling things that were happening. They were living witnesses. There were people who were being blessed and touched by God, and they were telling it everywhere they go. Oh, listen, somebody that's in trouble, somebody that's in need, is right for some news about being delivered.
Amen.
They're right for some news about being set free.
Amen.
I believe there's folks tonight that are right for some good news.
Yes.
They're just waiting to hear something that'll reach their case.
Amen.
You mentioned that woman who came there to draw water at the well, and Jesus had some news for her. Amen. It's a good news for her.
Amen.
He came to that well many times, and this was routine, and just, you know, you do something so often, and it kind of become, you know, I didn't just do it, I don't even have to think about it. You looked off your shoulder, you put on the well, you dropped down, you put the water, you put it up, and you go on. See? No, not this bad. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good news!
Yes.
I'm going to give you some water that you will never thirst again, what you say.
Yes.
Praise God!
Amen.
I don't have to turn this thing and lay it on my shoulder and go through all of this anymore. Keep talking.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, but He had news that was deeper than that. He had news that would reach beyond the surface of our lives. Sure, everybody rejoicing here tonight if I say, after this mission, meet out back, we're giving out $100 bills.
Yeah.
That's good news, isn't it? There's something on the surface that would jump at that and grab at that. But, oh, what about news? There's something God wants to do down in the deep places of your life in healing and delivering and salvation.
Amen.
He wants to do it for you. He wants to break the bond of sin. He wants to move down deep and set your soul to singing.
Amen.
How many are lined up for something like this?
Amen.
Good news, isn't it?
Yes.
Praise God. Well, she listened a while. And Jesus, you know about a smooth operator. Jesus is smooth.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
He's smooth, folks.
Yes.
He started talking to her on one level. Then he shifted gears and got to another level. Preachers, we all take lessons from that.
Yes.
Amen. She got on another level. Then he started asking her questions about her husband.
Yes.
What's that got to do with water? Cleanse. You want some of this water? You're going to have to clean it up to get it.
Amen.
But it's for you. It's for you down with the knee. To begin to deal with her need. He perceived this woman's in trouble. She's not happy. Anybody who's got five companions can't make it with that is not happy.
Amen.
Not happy?
Praise the Lord.
Go get your husband and say to her. And this has been a real truth to me. She didn't side check. I don't have a husband. Thank you, lady. And you cut the thing short when you tell the truth.
Amen.
The process can be shortened. The Lord can help you quicker when you're the most honest about your condition.
Amen.
Don't come to an altar and then expect the minister to pump it out of. We don't have a tool that we can use that'll pump it out of you.
Amen.
But all you really are hearing the joyful sound,
yes,
that there's one here that wants to give you living water, you just open your mouth up and start
confessing.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
You want help tonight, deal truthfully.
Yes.
Truthfully. Yes. Down deep, this woman had a reputation. She had a, oh God, help her.
Yes.
This was a woman in trouble. Anyway, on town and town. And finally, he shook gears again.
So they got to talking about where you worship. Where you go to church.
Yeah.
Oh, I help.
Yeah.
Good news! Something better than church going here. Something better than that. There's a lot of folks that find the kind of a security in joining some organization and signing a book and shaking the preacher's hand and, they say, and finding a church home. That's on the surface. See? That satisfies the surface of a man. All the surface is satisfied. And he begins to feel like, I'm all right, see? I'm in the church. My name's on the book. I pay my dues. I have everything that heaven offers. No, you don't. Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus shifted gears again. He went to telling how she washed here and what she did and her father did and so forth. And Jesus called her to the fourth chapter of John. So the hour comes and now is. The Father is looking for true water.
Amen.
That's good news, isn't it?
Yes.
Praise God. He's looking for true worshipers.
Yes.
Good news. I hear folks say, well, the reason I won't come to God yet, I don't want to get saved yet, when I get saved, I'm really going to be true. Well, this is good news for you, isn't it? Because that's what God's looking for. True worshipers. Amen. He has a keen eye. He knows when we really hit the bed. He knows when our hearts are right, folks. He knows when you really mean it. You don't have to strain at an altar and say, Lord, I mean it this time. You meet that condition in your heart where you just melt out to Him. Lord, have your way in my life.
Amen.
I'll follow you everywhere you go. Lord, I'll do what you tell me to do. Lord, I'll be what you want me to be.
That's right.
He knows when you reach that place. Good morning. Finally. The woman got so full she forgot she came to get natural water. Guess what happened? Good news is contagious. Good news is contagious. You get a good report, you can't hold it.
Amen.
No matter how hard you try, you're going to tell somebody. That's one of the clearest evidences of a blessing that I know of. When folks are blessed and filled and overflowing, you know it's real when they're willing to tell it and share it with
others.
Spontaneously. Without being coached. Without being confident friends. I like to see folks come to an altar praying and the tears flow down and they make the resolutions and settle and resolve and, oh God, I love you and I'm going to live, I mean this. And automatically, without prompting of any kind, pop right up and turn around and begin to praise God and thank Him for saving them.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
They start telling the good news right away.
Yeah.
She got the water pot and all ran into the city. And what was her message? Come! See a man! Now you might be put out with men, and I can kind of go along with that to a point. But this is different. It's different. Here's a woman that says, come see a man. She got fire. See? What kind of a witness did she give? See, amen? Come on. But when the work is done, when you really meet the Christ in the saving of your soul, He stands out above all the men you've ever known. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ. Praise God. Nothing like it.
Amen.
She ran in town and told the news. That's all she did. She told the news, brother.
Amen.
Come on, he's out here. He's out here now. And other folks listen to her. Well, we get that.
Yes,
good news, see. You know, we stop and we read a lot, but news is really telling something. Yeah, we sit here and read. We want to tell you something, God. Guess what?
Amen.
We can verify it too. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that. John 4. She gives this message that she runs to the city. Verse 28. The woman then left the water pot. She filled up now. She came to fill up a water pot, but she got full. Oh, look at this. Filled up. Left the water pot. Went away into the city and said to the men. Oh, my help. He didn't go to the women. He went to the men. We got trouble with that. need to dig right through and wade right in and touch those tender nerve places where this woman was living.
Yes. This is why she could say, told me everything that I did. You know, the Lord knows everything about you tonight. Everything you've ever done. Everything. Every detail. Nothing's hidden from him. Come see. This is not this the Christ. This surely the Christ. Oh, no. What did they think about it? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Down to verse 39, continues. Many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. Now who knows my business like that? Just that way. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him, and he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Oh, thank the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus shared the living water, the good news with him.
Good news is refreshing. It's like that cold water. It's coming out of the far country, but it's refreshing the soul. It's blessing my soul. Good news. Another way to look at good news is good tidings.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, there's some more here in this verse I want to get in Isaiah. There's another little detail in there. Something about prisoners. Anybody got that? Yes. It says, to proclaim liberty to the captive and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Yes.
Down our way a while back, as a goodwill gesture, it was all in good faith. An effort to unite many families that have been separated, they got together what they called a marrow booklet. And they decided by this they're going to unite families from Cuba that have been separated and make it very simple for them to be reunited with the family. Well, when Mr. Castro heard this, he said, I got something. You know what he did? He opened up his prison.
Sounds good, then.
He opened his asylums up.
Sounds good, then.
Next stuff you read in the papers about Miami being the crime capital, this is part of the reason. Because what he did, he opened his prison door, he opened up his asylum, and every undesirable, and everything he didn't want to deal with any longer, and every bastard case that he knew he couldn't help, he let them go free.
Yeah.
Put them on somebody else. They got on the boat. This thing was supposed to be set up to where some went to New Jersey and some to Ohio and some to New York. But you know where they all finally set up? Back in Miami. Nobody stayed where they told them to go. They came back to Miami. And so that's what we have now. So much for opening prison doors and letting captives go free. Well, that's the way it is when man let him go free. That's all you have is more trouble, see, but let them go free. It's not the answer either to build more institutions, is it? They're building some new ones. I drove by one that's double deck, triple, four, five, quad deck, and all fixed up fancy. And this is to house those kinds of folks that are socially objectionable.
Yeah, that's right.
And they pack them all in there and Lord help. Now we hear something about letting the captives go free. We're talking about Jesus now in shifting gears. He sets the captive free when he opens the prison.
When he opens the door, when a soul is freed by Jesus, they are no longer a murderer or a prisoner.
Amen.
Father, we're not talking about rehabilitation here. That doesn't work. We're talking about reaching down in the deep places of need and darkness and turmoil, inner conflict. Jesus Christ calms the raging sea inside a man's foot. Oh, God,
help us. I've been like Jesus.
Amen.
Friend, I've set you free.
Amen.
Friend, I've set you free. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
I don't want to live tonight. He set me free.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Out of a prison house, too. No, I didn't have a number. You can't look up on the record and find a picture with a number. I didn't have that time. You won't find my name in those places. Oh, my name was Stuart, the sinner's
heart.
More painful record.
Amen.
The record. tonight by the power of God.
Amen.
By His coming into those inner places and down in those deep, deep secret holes in our lives. You know what a stronghold is? It's a fortified place. Stronghold. It's a place many times that's barricaded and fortified and strengthened. And inside of people's hearts and minds, there are strongholds.
Yes. Just that way.
As it's barricaded and fortified by who knows what kind of material. Folks that are in trouble, that'll say, I know I need to change, and I know I'm not living right, but something's hindering me. I want to tell you the good news that Jesus is able to enter in through that stronghold and bring you out, praise God. He'll bring you out of that. He'll lift you out of that. One poet said, oh, praise His dear name. He lifted me out. And I was held captive in that old miry clay of sin and selfishness and self-life, doing it my own way. He lifted me out.
Amen.
The Lord, the deep
miry
clay. All of that piece of life of sin, darkness and sorrow, turmoil of every kind, unhappiness and grief. Jesus comes along. You know what the blessing means? And the Lord is smooth operating. He'll set one prisoner free and set him down in a community. Praise God. Saints of God, live the life. Live the free life. Live the liberated life. Live in the holy plains and realm of God's deliverance.
Amen.
Because there are neighbors on every side that are watching you closely. And they're daring to hope that truth. You see, their lives are full of skepticism too. They've been burned. They've been disappointed. They've hoped in someone one time that let them down. It's important for you and I who are saved to get the good and have the reality in our own lives.
Amen.
Lord, help me. Prison now. Captive. Oh, Lord, this is a picture tonight. Someone that's a captive. One that has been taken. Most likely involved in an attempt to be free, but taken captive. Maybe striving for a just cause, but taken captive. Maybe wanting to live a very decent and upright life, but caught up by the things of this world. Taken captive by them. It doesn't happen overnight. It is progressive that one finds themselves captivated, bound, hand and foot, caught up in things that from time to time just getting a little glimpse of them causes a cold shiver to go down your own back. Can this be me living like this? Can this be me living this way? Maybe that woman, she thought about it. Oh, another man. Here, how can I keep doing this? Captain, see? Oh, I came to set her free.
Amen.
Come to set the captive free. It doesn't matter. It matters not what binds us and holds us. It's no effort on Christ's part to break the chains of time and to set us free. Lord wants to do that tonight. He's able to do it. Amen. And that boat lifting created a lot of problems down the mine and went. It brought out the, you could say it this way, some of the elite of the underworld. Now operating our minds. You know, if they'd ever meet Jesus, you'd see a difference. Oh, what a difference. When you're set free by Castro is one thing, but when you're set free by Jesus, there's no comparison. No comparison. Him that stole steals no more. Lying stops, glory to God.
Amen.
I'm set free by the power of God. It's no wonder there's great joy. No wonder there's great joy. In these parts tonight, the joy to my soul. Opening of prison to them that are bound to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Let's go over in the book of Luke and get this again. Luke brings out a few more things, and we are trusting the Spirit of God to penetrate tonight. You know, I thought about this, and it's a marvel, and I'm so thankful that the Lord is able to penetrate our defenses. He's able to just crush on through and we've fortified and reasons that we've hold out on. And I want you to know tonight it's mercy when the Lord will reveal himself and convict us of a part, a place in our lives.
Yeah,
it's mercy when the Lord shows us the way we're going is wrong. It's mercy when the Lord visits you and knocks on your heart's door as a figure and lets you know, I'd like to come in. I'd like to sup with you a while. Ah, give me that place. Give me that place there that's troubling you so much. You be free.
Yeah,
fourth chapter, Luke, 16 verse. A little more description here. You got to just read, start reading somewhere.
And he came to Nazareth.
Okay. Gospel to the poor.
Jesus wants to lift us up and out. That's another one of those miry pits. Well, thank you. God help us now. Oh, listen, Jesus came to break the bond. Listen now. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive. Let me tell you about deliverance. There was a brother that the Lord delivered from strong drink. Delivered it. And I heard this testimony coming from another brother, who at the time was not a brother, but heard about a man who had been delivered from strong drink. Praise God. He said he'd been to every kind of church and every kind of place looking for help, but never could get the real help. And the way he ran into this brother that God had delivered from strong drink, seemed like around Christmas time, and the boss was giving out his fifths of liquor to the employees. This one brother offered it to him, Merry Christmas. The brother said, praise God, I've been delivered from that. Yeah. Well, this man heard the news. He needed to be delivered. And he hadn't met anybody that had been delivered. He didn't know anybody that had been delivered. So he told how he arranged to meet this brother, how he stalked him and followed him and watched him, and finally got to meet him. Asked him all kinds of questions over this and about that and about the other. Followed him to worship service and became convinced he was delivered. Good news! There are living witnesses that have been delivered from strong drink.
Amen.
You can be delivered too.
Amen.
Praise God, delivered from it. No, not the 10 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. Amen. But delivered. The power of it severed. The bondage of it forever broken.
Amen.
By Jesus Christ. Put it down and set it down on the floor. Praise the Lord. You don't have to remember over and over again what an alcoholic I am. No, I was. Good news, again. Oh, it may not sound like much to you that never had any alcohol, but to those that are in the clutches of it, to those who want out of it, to those who have tried to be free from it. Good news! Jesus delivered from the power of the pit to the point that you no longer desire it. Amen. There was a time when they had such a bondage just to heal. Snap of a cat. Land starting. Get away.
That's
right. Amen.
Yeah.
That thing had it. Got it, didn't it? Just heard it go. Another cool one opened up. Lord of Jesus came along.
Lord.
By his blood.
Amen.
Come unto me, I'll give you rest. I'll free you from that.
Amen.
Oh, thank God he doesn't stop there. Just free you from that and leave it. You're not fully done just being free from strong drink. You're not fully done until you're saved from the power of sin.
Amen.
The Lord just specializes and deals with those special places, but he wants to make us whole. Entire and complete. He's able to do it. Oh, that's an occasion of great joy. I remember the night my father was saved. I was a small boy. But I remember it very well because I watched him go to the altar. I watched my father kneel down and pray, and others were praying with him. I saw him get up with tears, weeping, rejoicing about being saved. And I hit the side door of the church and ran home as fast as I could run home to tell Mother what had happened to my father. Oh, Mother. Daddy goes to cry and say, I saw it. I was able to experience that. And that didn't mean a lot. Fit right into the pattern. See, Dad did, so we do it too.
Uh-huh.
I remember he started cleaning house. I'm talking some good news here.
Amen.
He got me a little, I'm going way back now, a little Lewis Jordan record. Where? It goes way back. He got rid of all of that.
Yeah.
All this little wine. He got rid of his wine and his beer.
Uh-huh.
He started reading the Word and exhorting us to live for God. What a change. Good news. Hallelujah. My father's saved now. We live better than we ever live now. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
This is good news.
Amen.
Oh, our home's going to be better now.
Amen.
Jesus is coming to the head of the home. The head's in here tonight. Amen.
Amen.
You want to take your place that God has ordained you to take? You need to be full.
fully delivered from the power of sin to do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen to what he said. A part of the proclamation is to preach deliverance to the captive. Deliverance. I want you to dwell on that word, deliver. Deliver. There are folks that pass by the altar and they do not get delivered. You come to a meeting like this, well, let me tell you something. You're going to be seeking the Lord and wanting help. You come to a meeting like this, get your mind off of the people who are here. You want to be delivered, think about your need before the great deliverer.
Amen.
I go to give a capital.
Amen.
Don't see white children, kin folks. I'm running for my life now.
Yeah.
I must be delivered tonight.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Deliverance when you get at this altar.
Yes, Lord.
God help.
Yeah.
So many, many times, altars fill up with folks that don't get delivered. You're going to get help. You're going to get help being around the saints. You're going to feel better after this service, whether you pray or not. Because that's one of the benefits of the overflow of being in the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
For a while, you're protected. You're covered. See, it's not like a child up to a certain age is covered under mother and dad. And I'm speaking about insurance covering, see. They say they're under mother and dad, but after a while, they have to get their own covered. While you're around the saints, you're pretty well covered. Got a Bible for that. The ship was sinking and falling to pieces, and Paul told everybody on the ship, don't worry! I'm on here!
Yeah.
And you all will reap the benefits of that! I belong to God! And he's protecting me! So while you're with me, you'll protect the temporary.
Yeah.
But when I leave you, you better get some cover. So as long as you're on these grounds, you're temporarily covered.
Yes.
But you better get your own cover.
Thank
you,
Lord.
All folks come here and don't get delivered, they just bask under the temporary cover.
Right.
Year after year, temporary cover. Get your own heart.
Amen.
That you can wave in the devil's face.
Right.
Devil, I'm covered. Got a lifebound
heart.
I'm covered, devil. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ has covered me.
Amen.
You can leave here delivered.
Lord.
Folks wonder what the letdown is after camp meeting. I'm going to tell you what it is. You got them under the temporary cover. That's what the letdown is. I felt so good on the ground. Monday morning after, woo. You were just temporary cover. Now, if you got delivered, Monday morning you'd still be singing bright as day. How sweet it is. Oh, the glory! Room this day! My cloudy day is morning! I'm walking in the light.
Amen.
Deliverance. For one thing that burdens me is being the precious soldier that can get delivered. But after all the amens are said, after the benediction, when the lights go out, oh glory, is the light still shining in your soul? Praise the Lord. Got a Bible for you. Remember that unit going along the way there? Trying to unravel, and looking and reading, trying to be whole. The Lord said to preach to him, join thyself to him. Good man.
Yes.
God hooked up with him to preach to him. Told him the good news. That's all he did. He proclaimed deliverance. He proclaimed deliverance. Sight to the blind. This is what you want.
Man.
And you said, what's up into me? For me, I like to go through that. And we usually wait for Saturday. He'd be all right starting to dump your people right now. Night walk.
Yeah.
Fill that thing up and keep it ready. Brother Gordon didn't keep up at all. I have several folks back there. Why? Because I heard the good news and I want to go all the way. We're talking about deliverance. Going all the way. Fully delivered. Don't leave here just temporarily covered, folks.
Amen.
Amen. Prayers have been prayed. Your name, no doubt, has been called. That's why you're at this meeting. You are not saved. Loved ones have prayed for you. Put your name on a paper somewhere. The saint has cried out, Lord, put it in his heart to come. And here you are. You don't even know what's happening fully, but the Lord's giving you your heart. He wants to save you. Good news. That unit has what is hidden, and you believe with all your heart. You know, I like to keep it simple. We can get so, Lord, help us preach. You got to spend a lot of time studying for a sermon, but if you deliver the message, that's so simple. You discern that the sermon. Get all the words right?
No, I love it. You just got a message.
I'm telling you what he told me to say. Take it up with him. If he wants to deliver you, believe it. Praise God. And you have.
Amen.
That's true. Every word, every letter, folks still need nothing else. One thing about Jesus is you have the need, and your soul is hungry, and you're thirsty, and you're blind, you're tired of groping in the dark. Believe the Lord and be delivered.
Amen.
It doesn't take all night.
Amen.
You can get saved. It doesn't take all night long to get saved.
That's right.
He's delivered. He's it. So proclaim, preach it. Bring these good tidings. Lift the people. Make them recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. In a lot of ways to be bruised. One thing about a literal bruise is a deep hurt.
Yeah.
Difficult to heal, folks. A bruise is something that can give you trouble, start raining, get real damp, or you were hurt, or hurt all over again. There's conditions that can happen to people in their lifetime, happen way back over here, but get a climate close to that, and it starts reacting all over again as if it's happening again. Those individuals that have been bruised. A lot of times in our congregation, because souls are not delivered, they get in a climate that's similar to problems they had in sin. And they get caught up in it. When we're delivered, you'll get caught up in it.
Amen.
The devil can come any way he wants to come. I'm delivered. I'm free from that. Praise God. Lord, tearing the congregation up. Only those that are not delivered.
Amen.
That's the only ones that get moved and shaken. Those not delivered. Those that are delivered and under the blood, don't move.
Amen.
You want to get me disturbed, you start letting real pillars and stabbing folks start moving. And I get concerned.
Yeah.
Amen. Those that have been delivered aren't interested in getting back into the condition they came out of.
Amen.
That's one of the incentives to stay free. Don't return to my father.
Amen.
You? I want to get back in the pig pen and roll over a few tabs. Oh, yeah, I got in there. I don't want that.
Amen.
I'm free from that.
Amen.
I mean to stay free from the pig pen.
That's right.
Hey. Delivered me. Glory to God. I appreciate something I heard. Jesus delivered my soul. I gave him my heart. Lord, now I'm going to love you alone. I want to say this tonight because no doubt there are souls that never thought of it this way, but our deliverance also depends on our loving the Lord. Loving him. This is old. To love the Lord thy God. To love him, to make him the center and central figure of your affection and desire. Glory. And then he goes on and says, the preacher accepted the word of the Lord. He closed the book and gave it again to the ministry and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began to say unto them, listen to what he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Oh, they read it over and over again. They heard it read time and time again. And now, this time, it's with it. You see it. Deliverance is here. Oh, my God, help me. I'm thinking about souls. There are examples in the Word of God. Souls were bound by Satan. Doesn't matter what method he uses, but their souls are there, bound. And Jesus comes forth to break that binding voice. To set you free. To deliver you. My prayer and hope tonight is that this has been good news for someone. One more verse I want to read. This is great joy. This proclamation ought to be held everywhere. I believe as the people of the saints of God. Let us pray. Be more prayerful. That we would be bearers of good tidings. Bearers of good tidings. You come across someone that's got a need, that's in trouble, and never once lift before them the claims of Jesus Christ in the very crisis day. They need to hear good news.
Amen.
They need to hear there's a way out of this thing. By the power of God, there's a way out. Well, let me just a minute here. Sorry. Well, verse 7 and on down. It says, she brought forth the firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. They were in the same country, shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, fear not, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And on and on and on, you'll find him here in the best way and so forth. But this is where I want you to go. Good tidings. Great joy. And there is nothing like the joy that Jesus gives. Oh, I know when we were out in the world of sin, the most we could possibly do is have a little fun. We never had joy. Joy is deeper. It's something deeper in my mind. Joy is something that I experience because of a change in my heart's condition. It's not contingent on outer circumstances. It's not contingent upon a group believing what I believe, see? Praise God is what I'm talking about. You can stand out in a crowd of skeptics and just smile and rejoice because you're delivered.
Amen.
You're free. It's not dependent on a consensus.
Amen.
Others see that it must be good. That's surface, folks. You're not going deep enough if you're only connecting with a group. There's deliverance in Christ tonight. There's great joy to know my sins are gone and my soul is clear. And when I leave this world, I'm going to be with the Lord.
Amen.
You can't stop that. Now come on and get what you need. Deal truthful and honest. He's here tonight to bless you.